Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk on the dopamine fast. Today we're diving into something super important, something that affects all of us, emotional triggers. Ever felt like you're suddenly hijacked by a feeling, a flash of anger, sadness, or anxiety? You know that feeling when your emotions seem to be running the show, even when logic screams at you to chill? That, my friends, is an emotional trigger at work. It's basically a specific event, thought, or situation that sets off a strong emotional response. We all have them, from past experiences, relationships, or even just ingrained beliefs. Understanding these triggers and how to manage them is key to taking control of your emotions, not the other way around. So, here are 5 things you need to know about understanding and managing those pesky emotional triggers. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is recognizing when you're triggered. Pay attention to your body. What sensations do you feel? Your thoughts. What's racing through your mind? And your behaviors. Are you snapping at someone, withdrawing, or getting overly defensive? The more aware you become of these patterns, the easier it becomes to identify your triggers. 2. Unpacking the past is key. Often, our triggers stem from past experiences, that childhood argument, a difficult relationship, or even a traumatic event. These experiences can leave deep emotional scars that manifest as triggers later in life. It's not about dwelling on the past, but understanding how it shapes your present reactions. Journaling, therapy, or even talking to a trusted friend can help you unpack these emotions and find healing. 3. Challenge those negative thoughts. Triggers often come with a flood of negative thoughts. I can't handle this. This is unfair. Or, I'm going to fail. These thoughts are automatic, but not necessarily true. Learn to challenge them by asking yourself, is this thought really factual? What evidence do I have to support it? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Replacing those negative thoughts with more balanced and realistic ones can significantly reduce your emotional reactivity. 4. Self-care is your secret weapon. When you feel triggered, take a step back. Engage in self-soothing practices that bring you calm, deep breathing exercises, meditation, going for a walk, listening to music, or anything else that helps you center yourself. Remember, taking care of your emotional well-being is not selfish, it's essential. 5. Embrace healthy boundaries. Sometimes triggers are unavoidable, like encountering someone who consistently pushes your buttons. In those cases, setting healthy boundaries is crucial. This might mean politely disengaging from the conversation, limiting contact with that person, or even saying no to situations that you know will trigger negative emotions. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's super intelligent and ambitious, but she used to get completely derailed by criticism. Any slight suggestion that her work wasn't perfect would send her spiraling into anxiety and self-doubt. But Sarah realized that this was a pattern. Every time someone offered constructive feedback, she felt personally attacked. So, she started practicing active listening, focusing on understanding the other person's perspective instead of immediately getting defensive. She also learned to reframe criticism as an opportunity for growth, rather than a personal attack. Now, Sarah handles criticism with grace and uses it to improve her work even further. See, managing emotional triggers isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about cultivating awareness, understanding our triggers, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. This way, we can navigate life's challenges with resilience, empathy, and a whole lot more emotional intelligence. So, remember, you've got this. Start by identifying your triggers, challenge those negative thoughts, practice self-care, and set those boundaries. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support from friends, family, or a therapist. Remember, Taking care of your emotional well-being is an ongoing journey, one worth investing in. I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest emotional triggers? How do you manage them? Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag DopamineFast. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Fast for daily doses of real talk, motivation, and inspiration. Until next time, keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.